For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. There'll be an auction for trees, shrubs, skid steers, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS.
It's the Charles Bridge over the Vltava River in Prague.
Is that more acceptable to you because it's a bridge?
Yeah, started in 1357.
It started.
That's when they started construction of the Charles Bridge in then... probably wasn't even Czechoslovakia in 1357.
Some maybe part of the Ottoman Empire?
That it may have been, right?
Right.
But
was there a King Charles?
Yes, it was.
Maybe that's
it
why.
It was commissioned by King Charles of England at that time.
Yeah, because they ruled everything.
Right.
Right.
So anyway, but so the Charles, and that's the main bridge. That's where you go up the hill.
It's gorgeous. It's
fantastic. It is gorgeous. I'm glad that we share that. That both of us have been there. That's good.
We also share. Cool. What else do we share?
I don't know. We've both been to Salina.
I don't know if I've been there.
You never see. This is the problem. And okay, now
this
we're going
the
in
problem?
The weeds. This is the problem.
Why do we have a problem?
Northern Kansans, people that they all think that everything is Kansas or Topeka, which you know, whatever. So you never went south to Salina, never probably went to Wichita. How long did you work in Topeka for?
2 years, two and a half years. Why would I go to Wichita? Why would I go to that crap hole? What's there?
Did you do sports?
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah. Okay. Is Wichita anywhere near Kansas or Kansas State? No.
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 No. No.
Is it how far is it from Kansas City?
Oh, two and a half.
Exactly. Right. What's in Wichita besides Gene Stevenson?
Well, they, yeah, I mean, they...
Xavier McDaniel, what else is there?
Well, you've just touched upon two things.
What's...
A national championship baseball program.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I covered Kansas in the baseball...
In the College World Series.
Yeah, they were 0-2 in barbecue.
They lucked out and got there. Wichita State went every year.
Well, goody for you.
And won it.
Yes, because when I think of major college sports, I think of baseball.
No, you don't. And that's fair.
Right. I mean, do you cover the Colorado ski team? They're pretty good.
That's a little Colorado ski team compared to the College World Series is different.
Well, because you lived in Wichita and it was a very big deal there. But what do you have in Wichita that's really that great besides Barry Sanders played there?
Yeah. The biggest thing there is Wichita State basketball.
Well,
that's it.
Ron Baker.
Well, Fred VanVleet, Ron Baker.
Right.
Antoine Carr.
And how many championships did they win?
Cliff Levingston.
How many championships?
Well, they haven't won any national championships.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And what state are you closest to? Aren't you close? Isn't that close to what?
Oklahoma. 30 some odd miles from Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We get the residuals from OU.
Yeah. I mean, you're kind of in the middle of nowhere.
And it is. South Central Kansas is kind of in the right. middle
of
nowhere.
And Topeka, while it's not some raging city,
no.
best known for Fred Phelps, which if you don't know who he is, I'm not going to explain. At least it's about 20, 25 minutes from Lawrence. And it's pretty close, less than an hour from Manhattan, where Kansas State plays. So at least we're centrally located to things that matter.
At least
you've got.
At least we're close to Kansas City. That's the calling card for Topeka.
Well, we are. Yeah. Or we were. I mean, it's an hour, maybe.
It hasn't moved. It's still there.
It is still there.
Yeah.
But you can get to, you can go and have a really nice time in Westport and still come home.
Yeah.
You basically have to pack a lunch and a bag.
A lunch and a bag.
You do. What's in Wichita? Well, what reason would I have to ever go to Wichita? No reason. None. Unless I'm going to go for the College World Series, which isn't even there anyway.
No. Although that's where it started. Actually, it started in Michigan. Then it was in Wichita. Then it moved to Omaha.
How sad is it that two guys from smaller towns are arguing which one is better?
It's hardly. Actually, there isn't an answer.
And
which should tell you about the question.
And oh, by the way, let's end this conversation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Although, was Barry Sanders from Wichita?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'll call it a dip.
Gale Sayers and Barry Sanders.
Oh, I didn't know that he was from Wichita.
He was born there.
Okay. And when did he leave?
I don't think he wasn't raised there. Oh. Barry Sanders born and raised.
And Topeka has Dean Smith.
Yes.
That's about it.
Kansas has a very odd.
This is a Denver show.
Sports history.
Yeah. We'll get into that off air.
The people that have come from that state for the lack of population is remarkable.
Alex, can we move on, please?
We can definitely move on.
What do we call this? The lead? Because certainly sure as hell ain't Kansas.
All right.
Time now for the lead.
There you go.
The Lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Well, my town that nobody wants to go to is better than your town that nobody wants to go to.
Yeah, isn't that the God's truth?
Okay, with that, Avalanche wins. Stars play like stars. McKinnon and McCarr. One assist between the two of them previous three games. Last night, McCarr, pair of goals. McKinnon, goal and an assist. How surprised were you that they won this game?
I mean, I wasn't blown away by it.
I was surprised they won the game.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I called my shot.
No, I didn't call a shot. I didn't call a shot.
No, I mean, I didn't call my shot. My hope was that they could man up, get one, come home, and potentially make this thing interesting. And at the very least, whether you believe in their chances at home or not, I would submit to you I believe in their chances more at home than on the road, even though they've won two games on the road in this series.
How have they done at home?
They haven't won.
Oh.
Yeah. But at some point, don't you have to kind of live up to being the best home team in the NHL? I mean, at some point?
Well, how much does playing on home ice even matter in the NHL play?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Look at Dallas and Vegas. Yeah,
exactly. Although down the stretch, that ended up being important.
And look at the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. How the first four games play out.
No, you're right. First four, but game five was the pivotal one, and I think it's going to be the difference in the series.
Yeah, because the Nuggets have proven now that they are the better team.
They have reclaimed and resettled.
With that, the Avs did things in last night's game that they were not able to accomplish, at least consistently, in the previous four. They were 2-for-2 on the power play to start. Do I think that will continue? Maybe. Hope so. Don't know. History suggests it will not.
They were 0 for their previous 8.
Yeah.
I mean, so
they also got deep into the offensive zone, which is something they've had a difficult time doing. And when they got down there, not a lot of chances, they did score. But do we expect that to continue? And that's what I would be concerned about. They took advantage of their chances. A puck went right through the crease, and Mittelstadt knocked it right off Ottinger. Great play. Great goal. But rarely do they get down that deep. And then you have Makar dancing in to get a higher percentage shot, in which most people would look at Ottinger's goal that he gave up as a soft goal.
Yeah. Well, it was a five-hole goal, right?
Right. Yep.
So, I mean, that's by definition soft. Is Mittelstadt a guy that gives them a little chance on a dump and chase? He can kind of go get the puck in the corner.
No, they have guys.
They've got guys that can do it. They just don't do it.
Right. But, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I wonder. Dump and chase, if you're a dump and chase team, you better have some really good forecheckers.
Right.
And they don't have a lot of size. Well, they did with Nichushkin.
Yeah.
Lekkonen's willing to go get it. Nichushkin's willing to go get it. Rantanen, not so much. McKinnon can, yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
They just don't have the big bodies that are.
No.
Now, granted, they've out-hit, I think, the Stars in every single game.
They have. Although it was fairly close last night.
Yep.
But they did. It makes this a very... I don't know how much it moves the needle in terms of who wins this series, but it makes it more interesting.
Yeah, you got another
because
game.
You got another game.
Right.
So I'll take it.
Any given Friday.
Well, that's what it's going to be, right?
Listen, can the Avs win the series? Of course they can win
sure,
the series.
But you wouldn't bet on them.
But they have to do things that they truly yes, have not been able to do throughout this series, which is, lead in regulation.
It took until a minute and change of the third period before they start accumulating
right,
time with the lead.
If they can find a way to get the puck in deep and start firing on Ottinger, then I really like their chances.
What happens? Because I don't really, this sounds like a ridiculously simplistic question, but consider the source. What would happen if they actually got a lead? How would that change? Would it change the game?
I'll tell you.
Go.
I'll tell you. Do you notice that the checking line was out there late in the game a lot?
A lot.
Right. That's how it changes.
Bingo. So, there we go. Wouldn't it be something, hoping against hope, for even a 1-0 lead, let alone something like 2-0, where at that point, you dictate the pace of play. It's a novel approach. It would be nice to see the Avs somehow be able to do that. I believe that was their 30th game this season from behind.
When you look at the Nuggets and the Avalanche, at certain points in each series, at least for me, I thought there is no way either series is going 6 games.
Right.
With the Nuggets are down 0-2, I'm thinking this is maybe 5 games. Most people felt that way. I'm wondering if Michael Malone put out a clip of our show. But I digress. Doubt it.
I think we're safe.
And then when the Stars ripped off 3 straight games, did you really think this would be going game 6? And most reasonable people would say probably not.
If you were putting your hard-earned money on the line last night, no way you're betting on the Avs.
No.
You're hoping against hope.
Right.
You're
any given Wednesday.
Yeah, you're throwing a puck out from 60 feet and hoping it gets through.
And that's what this whole series has been.
Yeah.
And they got deep yesterday, converted on power plays. If that can continue, meaning they can get the puck in deep consistently, yes, I like their chances better. But the history suggests they have not been able to do that.
Meanwhile, it
feels like that the Stars are living in the Avs slot.
They're
living down low.
Thank God Georgiev has played the way that he's played.
Even when the Stars are in the offensive zone, just take a look at spacing alone. If you go back and look at games, their defensemen talking about the Stars defensemen, are way up on that blue line. They're deeper. The Avs are pretty much pinned right on that blue line. That's why they're having trouble. And here's something else to consider. The Stars can skate with the Avalanche. No, they really can't skate with Makar and MacKinnon, but nobody else really can.
Probably wouldn't win a relay race, but they've got good team speed.
Let's look at the third goal for the Stars. The Avs are just trying to get it out of their own zone.
Right.
They're behind their own net. And generally speaking, when you have a team that has a lot of speed, you are not attacking them behind the net.
No.
Talk about a lack of respect for the Avalanche. They're attacking those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're forechecking those guys. 2 years ago, there isn't a team on the planet that would want to go after any of the guys behind the net trying to clear their own zone. That's how they wound up getting that goal, because they attacked. They don't have a ton of respect for the Avs' speed. They figured they can forecheck and go get the puck. They did. They scored. Coming up after the break, Minnesota Star Tribune. If you look at the sports section, a guy by the name of Chip Scoggins. I don't know if he's a big Nikola Jokic fan.
He's become one.
But
I've read him throughout the postseason. He's developed.
But I'll tell you this. When you read him, he doesn't believe the Timberwolves have any chance for a lot of different reasons because of Jokic. You'll hear what he wrote next.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I get out of Colorado. We had it all, but what do I know? I try to push away.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. Auction for trees, shrubs, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions. rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you're looking to have a great time this weekend, highly recommend Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. They have everything under one roof. You want live music? Well, every Friday and Saturday, no cover. You like to play pool? Not one pool table like most bars. They have a pool hall of 15 pool tables. But here's something that's super cool. They're happy hour. You really can't beat it, to be perfectly honest with you. 3 until 7 every day of the week, 2 for 1 on all wine, well, and drafts. Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar. Go find them in Lakewood. Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock and Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
Here's one of the headlines in the Minnesota Star Tribune sports section leading into tonight's Game 6 between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. Timberwolves face the harsh reality that the Nuggets have Nikola Jokic and they don't. This is what columnist Chip Scoggins wrote.
Basketball teams occasionally use a box and one or a triangle and two schemes when facing dynamic scorers, says Chip. Finch should consider a Timberwolves trois alignment. Surround Jokic with three defenders and hope the other two guys can cover four Nuggets. Another idea, hoist Rudy Gobert onto Karl Anthony Towns' shoulders, thus giving the Wolves a rim protector at 14 feet tall. No idea is too outrageous here. And then taking tongue out of cheek, Scoggins writes, Jokic has no equal in the NBA or on the planet. He should be treated as such. Every option should be considered, even having Wolves players, tongue back in cheek, soak their uniforms in a vat of rotten eggs before the game. If they can't stop them, might as well make it an unpleasant experience. Talk about throwing in the towel.
When you have a guy like Jokic, who is as talented as he is, and his basketball IQ is so high, he will inevitably find a way to beat you.
Yeah, he brings what the game demands. He brings it. Whatever it is, he brings what the game demands. He is not limited by a defining element of his game. Anthony Edwards is a scorer. That's what Anthony Edwards at the age of 22 does. It's what he's always done.
Great defensive player, though, too.
He does that, no question. And he can affect the game in that regard, no doubt about it. Michael Porter Jr. is a scorer. That's what Michael Porter Jr. brings to the table. Is his game evolving? Certainly. But Nikola Jokic brings what the game demands and has the requisite skill set to bring whatever skill he needs to bring to the table to it in order to help his team win. Doesn't mean that they always do, but their chances are that much better, and that's what, obviously, our buddy Chip Scoggins is saying.
Jokic is malleable is the best way to
right.
put it.
Well put.
So, if you want to take away this, okay, I can beat you in two other
sure.
ways. You want to take away this, I can beat you in two other ways. You want to take away these two things,
okay,
I can beat you in this way.
Right.
A lot of guys in NBA history cannot do that. Now, you can make the argument that Jokic is not going to beat you defensively, okay, down the block. However, he will occasionally block a shot, and his hands are quick enough to get you some steals.
He redirects in the passing lane sometimes. Yeah, he does. And he'll steal one every now and then, right? He'll block one every now and then.
But what the Nuggets have proven throughout this playoff series and historically is this. As long as you have Jokic on the floor, the combo of Jokic and Gordon can beat you. The combination of Jokic and Murray can beat you. The combination of Jokic and MPJ can beat you. Did I say all three guys? MPJ, Gordon, and Murray.
Right.
Any combination of those three can beat you. Any. Just as long as you have Jokic out there.
Jokic is the key element, is the common denominator.
And when we talk about MVP, which he already is, and we know that, how does this Nuggets team honestly look when Jokic is not on the floor? They look at times out of sync.
Yeah. Right.
That's why he's the MVP.
Yeah.
He's not only the best player in the league, but he's the most valuable guy to his team.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're watching Nuggets games, you can easily see that. Everything runs through him. he does make his teammates better. Does Anthony Edwards truly make his teammates better? Not really.
No.
Does Shea really make his teammates better?
Didn't last night.
He's a great scorer.
Sure is. A great teammate by all accounts.
Terrible in ads.
But, well.
Certainly can't sing.
Yeah. I like him, though. Do I? Yeah, I think I do.
He's a likable guy.
I think so. Yeah. I think he is. I think that's actually a likable team.
Yeah.
I don't mind Oklahoma City. I think the Thunder are intriguing. Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're around for the duration. Maybe even more so than the Timberwolves.
You know, the funny thing is we're looking ahead maybe a little bit, and that's okay. As long as the team isn't, we are.
Sure.
That's what we do. We like the matchup with Dallas, right? More than we do with Oklahoma City.
Yes.
Give me the number one reason why you would like to see, and I'll be curious to see if we're on the same wavelength.
Okay.
Give me the number one reason why you would like the Nuggets to play Dallas.
The number one reason why?
Number one. And then when I tell you mine, unless we're on the same wavelength, you're going to say, oh, I agree with you. Although, just to be spiteful, you probably won't.
That's not always a guarantee.
It's a guarantee.
The one thing that wants me to play that.
Yes.
I just look at the 5-on-5 matchup favorably for the Nuggets.
You're being way too in the weeds. You're missing the most simplistic thing. Okay.
Well, I mean, Jokic is the difference to me.
Okay, you're way too in the weeds, although you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Alex, what's the number one reason why you want to see the Nuggets play Dallas?
Dallas has a severe lack of size.
Wrong. True.
True.
But not the number one reason why.
Nuggets win a lot of games when they're the bigger team.
No.
Okay, what?
They get the home court back.
True.
Right.
They have the home court in this one.
They won't against Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
That's my point. They don't get the home court against Oklahoma City. God forbid it comes down to a game seven. If they get that far, you want to have the home court.
Yeah.
And they get it back.
I just like the matchup.
No, I love everything you're saying.
I just like the matchup.
So do I.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying is 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going into the weeds. That's analysis stuff. I'm saying the lowest hanging fruit is the one thing that everybody is forgetting about. They lost to San Antonio. If they didn't lose that game, they have home court throughout.
Of course, they'd be playing someone different right now, too.
And oh, by the way, if you are a Nuggets fan, you want the New York Knicks to win the East. Why? Home court advantage goes to the Nuggets.
And the matchup. I love the matchup against the Knicks.
Right.
Love it.
Coming up after the break, the Broncos schedule is out. And if you're hoping we're going to go win, loss, win, 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 loss, 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 win, win, loss, you've tuned into the wrong show because we're not going to do that.
No, why do that?
But there are certain things about this schedule that make me think, oh boy, the schedule makers did not do the Broncos any favors. And oh, by the way, the line is out on the Broncos opener against Seattle. What is it? That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back, Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle, watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. They'll be auctioning off trees, shrubs, skid steers, trucks, tools, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
Broncos' schedule is out, and they've already been listed as 4.5-point underdogs to the Seattle Seahawks. Only the Panthers and the Patriots are going to be listed, as of today, as underdogs in every single game they're supposed to play in this year.
Wow. Panthers and Patriots?
Only teams that are...
Wow.
Are listed as underdogs for every game that they're supposed to play. How many games do you see the Broncos as being favorites?
They'll have a few at home, but not many.
Against who?
Chargers.
Really? I don't know about that.
Okay.
I mean, they might be. Maybe Vegas listed them as favorites.
But, you know.
I mean, you mentioned in the last hour, you called them unwinnable games.
Yeah, I only had like three or four of them.
Right, you
maybe.
Had the Jets, you had Baltimore, you had
Kansas City, all on the road, and then at Cincinnati.
What games do you look at and say, mark it down as a win? We're not going to go win, loss.
I don't.
But are there any games on there you're like, oh, that's a win?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I am relatively sure of at least three of the four games that I indicated that they will lose.
Right. The schedule makers.
I'm not sure of any game that they can win.
Now, we knew that the Broncos would be playing 9 road games this year and 8 home games this year. Okay. But 6 of the opening 9 are on the road.
Yeah.
And 2 of them, by the way, back-to-back are on the East Coast. We will see, and that's early on. I believe it is the Jets and Tampa. Mm-hmm. We'll see what Sean Payton wants to do with that. Are they going to stay on the East Coast?
Or do that, right?
Are they going to come back?
Yeah.
But 6 of 9? Goodness gravy.
Not doing them any favors, are they?
No.
No.
However, 5 of the opening 7 games are against teams that did not make the playoffs.
Yeah, how those last two? At Baltimore and at Kansas City? Yikes.
Well, those are the opening 9 games.
Yeah.
I said 5 of the opening 7.
Well, I'm going with 5 of the opening 9. Finishes at Baltimore.
I don't think you heard me correctly.
It doesn't matter.
I said 5 of the opening 7 games are against teams that did not make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore.
But 6 of the first 9 are on the road.
Right.
And the last 2 are.
Right. Cincinnati and.
No, Baltimore and Kansas City.
Oh, on that stretch.
Right.
They also opened 3 of their first 4 on the road.
Yeah. And 13 straight games without a break. Their bye is until December 9. You know something? Here's what I'll say about this schedule. if you can navigate the first 6 weeks with some dignity intact. What's
dignity intact for you? Two and four, three and three?
2 and 4 and improving.
Okay.
3 and 3. If you can get to 3 and 3, that'd be kind of beyond. Maybe. Who knows? But I think a lot will depend on health of the team, and then obviously how your quarterback is evolving early. There are going to be growing pains, period.
With a rookie quarterback.
It's going to happen. Yep. I mean, you're going to have pain that you're going to have to deal with. How quickly can you get that offense with that quarterback playing at a level that gives you a chance to win? What area have the Broncos improved in the offseason? I think you can make a good argument for the defensive line.
That's exactly where I was going to
go. And that's it, really.
Because they picked
right?
up that guy from the Jets.
Right.
It's a pretty significant pickup.
Oh, it is a huge pickup. It's a big pickup.
Yeah.
It gives you bookends on either side of the defensive front. Okay. They're not as good at safety.
Are they not as good as safety?
I don't think they're probably as good at safety, no.
No, I would agree with you. I like Locke a lot.
I don't think it's like light years worse, but I think when you lose a player like Justin Simmons from a standpoint of leadership, communication skills, responsibility on the back end for the defense as a whole, you're going to have to kind of find that out from a skill to skill level. Probably not as much, although, you know, he's an interceptor. You know, he's a pretty good defender in that when the ball's in the air. But whatever. Are they as good in the air? Is they lose Josie Jewell in the middle? Are they as good there?
Nominally,
maybe not as good.
Singleton and Jewell are the same guy.
Right, but they had Singleton and Jewell.
Right.
So are they, I mean, we'll have to wait and see.
They had two guys who can't cover tight ends.
True.
And how were they against the run last year?
Awful.
And what do Jewell and Singleton do best against the run?
Although they were better against the run later than they were early.
Right.
A lot of that was skewed against
that one game.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
Nathan McKinnon was asked about how past experiences could help in this series versus the Stars, and what will the fan reaction be like when Russell Wilson and the Steelers come to town in week 2. That's all next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Let me tell you.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. They'll be auctioning off trees, shrubs, skid steers, trucks, tools, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfield's has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. Two-for-one wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, Nathan McKinnon was asked about how past experiences could help in this series versus the Stars, and McKinnon said, "We know how it felt after we lost to St. Louis when we were up 3-1. Felt like the world was ending. Same thing against Tampa in the finals. It is a lot. Obviously, we won game sixes, but it doesn't feel great when you let a team back in. So our job is to put a little pressure on them." Do you like that response and that thinking from Nathan McKinnon?
Yeah, I think it's totally appropriate. Put a little pressure on them. That's exactly what this is about. I've said it in hour number one. Dallas led an opportunity. Dallas may be the better team in this series, but they let them off the hook. They let the Avs off the hook last night. Now, maybe they're good enough that they just overcome that and take care of business on foreign ice, because it's been pretty much like home for them.
Right.
They've won pretty consistently here, but you don't want to let a team like the Avs that's capable off the hook like that.
Right.
And go to a game seven where that is just basically puck drop and see what the hell happens. Right?
I agree.
I mean, that's where we're at. So why not? We'll see.
All right, just in case you missed it, when the Broncos host Russell Wilson and the Steelers in week two, not in primetime, do you have any idea or any thoughts on what the fan reaction will be towards Wilson? Will they boo? Will there be any sort of video tribute? I doubt that, but what do you think
doubt the video tribute, and I think fans will be laying in wait, and I think it'll be pretty costly.
I mean, what would you truly find highlight video?
So
let's take that one off the table. Other part of the equation, I think fans will get after him.
I think they'll get after him because they're upset that of all the money that turned into dead cap, he didn't do anything in his first year. In his second year, he did some stuff, but not a lot. People are on board with Sean Payton, period.
Yeah, they are.
More so than
right,
Russell
wrong,
Wilson.
Indifferent, right?
This was seen as a failed experiment, and Russell had a lot to do with it, not coming in shape his first year. I think he will get booed roundly.
I do too. Yep. I think that it'll be ringing in everyone's ears.
All right, just in case you missed it, PGA Championship already underway here this morning. Brooks Koepka won it a year ago. That was his fifth major championship. Scottie Scheffler has the best odds to win at 3-1. Rory McIlroy is 6-1. And then Koepka, third best odds at 10-1. Who is your pick to win at Valhalla this weekend?
Is Scottie Scheffler in this thing?
Sure is. Yeah, 3-1.
There you go. Yep.
Well, Scheffler's playing great right now. Koepka's playing great right now. And Rory's playing great right now.
Yeah, that's kind of fun, isn't it?
I'll tell you why, and this has nothing to do with facts. I have a feeling that Rory's going to win this thing.
Really?
Yep. Because with everything that has been going on in his life recently, personal life, with the divorce, I think it would only be fitting that he wins this thing.
Okay.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm totally good with that. I like Rory McIlroy a lot.
It's time. He's got to win. He hasn't won a major in 10 years, 2014.
Yep.
He's got to win one this year.
Man. We're all getting older, aren't we? Where is Rory now in his career? How old?
He is 35 now.
Damn.
Just turned 35.
I mean, Rory McIlroy was always just a pup. Now he's a grizzled vet.
Yep.
Funny how that works.
The next Tiger there for about 2 years.
Yeah. Nope. Nope.
Nope.
All right. Nope.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, I wanted to get to this one a couple days ago, but Detroit Lions, they signed Jared Goff to a four-year, $212 million contract extension. That includes $170 million guaranteed. Goff is 22-8 in his last 30 starts. That includes the playoffs. He has 51 touchdowns to 13 interceptions during that span. He's now the highest-paid Lion in franchise history, and he also makes more money now than Matthew Stafford. Pretty cool to see what Goff has become in Detroit. Kind of after he was shipped out of L.A., right?
You know what? It was good for L.A. They won a championship with Matt Stafford. It's been very good for Detroit, who are kind of on the cusp of getting there. Certainly one of the teams to beat now. Isn't it great when deals work out that way? And by the way, statistically, take away the one championship, which is huge, obviously. These two quarterbacks have basically been the same. It's remarkable how close statistically they've really been. But Goff has been, he's the guy that has the upward trend right now. And good for him. Good for him. How can you not cheer for Jared Goff? And he got basically shipped out of L.A., sent to Detroit when it was the Siberia of the NFL. Well, who's laughing now?
All right, just in case you missed it, MLB bringing back MLB Players Weekend in August for the first time in 5 years. That'll be from August 16th through 18th. Caps will feature the player's number and bats can be customized. The only major difference is that the jerseys will remain unchanged. Nicknames will not be used this time. Kind of a bummer if you ask me. I really enjoyed some of those nicknames. Would you have liked to see the nicknames on the jerseys again during this year's edition of Players Weekend?
A lot of costumes we're talking about.
Care less. I mean, nothing to do with you, Alex.
Yeah.
When we're talking costumes, that's out of my purview. As I've said before, you have a lot of guys complaining about costumes who can't even dress themselves.
Well, and to me, it's all about just creating another revenue stream that owners and teams love to have with outlandish looks, because there'll always be someone that will buy that, even if they just see it one time. Which I always found very odd. But whatever, you know, okay. If you're going to have a little fun and that's how you want to do it, great. No problem.
All right, that's going to do it for us. A great show as always. Gordon?
No, it's Brett.
Brett, I'm sorry.
Wow. Brett today.
Gordon was terrible. Brett, you were great.
Gordon's always good.
Yeah.
So is Brett.
Yeah, well.
It's Alex
you know
sometimes
what?
That swims.
You
up
shaved, straight. Didn't you? I know. That's why I got confused.
Yeah, it was time to refresh.
Yeah, you were tired of that. That's exactly what I was going to refer to it as. But you still enjoy watching adult movies for more mature audiences.
He will bring that. He will. The porn stash will make another appearance at some point.
You think so?
I have a feeling that Brett will roll that
it's
back.
It's coming back stronger than ever.
That a boy.
Stronger. You. Too. Why'd you shave it?
Because he's ready for it to come back stronger
to
than
grow
ever.
And thicker yeah. Next time.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not talk about porn and thicker in the same sentence. Good night, everybody.
Oh, my God.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.